across South West London and North Surrey, live from Tolworth Tower, this is 107.8 Radio Jackie.
A flypast has taken place in Normandy as the national anthem played out. The King has spoken of his profound sense of gratitude to those who fought in the D-Day invasion as events in Normandy mark the 80th anniversary.
How fortunate we were, and the entire free world, that a generation of men and women in the United Kingdom and other allied nations did not flinch when the moment came to face that test.
The invasion was key to the Allies' victory in World War II. Veterans could be seen wiping their eyes during the King's tribute. Charles added how humbled he is by the resolve and determination of the generation of 1944. Meanwhile, Prince William has also paid tribute at Juno Beach, one of the five landing sites.
Standing here today in peaceful silence, it is almost impossible to grasp the courage it would have taken to run into the fury of battle that very day.
Radio Jackie's Jackie Carr has sent us this report from the British Memorial at Gold Beach.
Ahead of me are 1,475 silhouettes representing the British soldiers who were killed in action across Sword, Gold and Juno beaches on the 6th of June 1944. In the distance out to sea, you can see the Mulberry Harbours. They were supposed to be temporary. They were built by Alan Beckett MBE, a British engineer, to provide a landing dock for our Allied ships. It's poignant, it's very, very moving, and it can be summed up by their immortal words, "For your tomorrow, we gave our today."
Here in southwest London, people have been voicing their memories of D-Day. 100-year-old Sylvia James from New Malden was working at Parkworks in Kingston when she heard the news of the Normandy landings.
We all had people, friends and families that were in the services, and there was a stunned silence because we knew what was happening. Unlike today, communication was so slow. You had to wait for letters to come, or people had the dreaded telegrams.
Briefly, in other news, a Hamas official says 40 people have been killed in an airstrike at a school in Gaza. Israel says it was targeting Hamas fighters hiding inside. And three more babies have died in England from whooping cough, taking the total this year to 8. The UK Health Security Agency says cases have risen to 4,793 since January, compared to 858 in the whole of last year. That's the latest. I'm Lucy Mayer.